Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM from Vancouver, British Columbia at University of British Columbia. CITR.ca is the website you want to go to. The show is called Live from Thunderbird Radio Held. My name is Ben. On the big show tonight at around 10 o'clock, live in studio, Dating Myself. They came all the way from the 90s. They are going to come and rock out. It's going to be a great set. Do not go anywhere. Stick around. They are sitting up in the studio, quote-unquote, lounge right now. That's going to happen very shortly in about an hour's time. Stay tuned. Until then, I'm going to talk. This is going to be the last time I do this. I've been doing this for the last 13 weeks. Shindig's been going on for 13 weeks. It's CITR's presentation of musical competition. It's a battle of the bands, so to speak. This coming Tuesday night is the very last one. It's finals, December the 4th. I am going to talk a bit about that. And also, I started last week going through some of the history, or going back in time talking about Shindig. I played a couple bands from each year, and I was choosing to play bands that did not make it to the finals, just for variety's sake. And there's a lot of good bands that absolutely did not play in the finals and made it very far. Japandroids, case in point. But anyway, so I'm going to do a little bit more of that. I went last week from 2001 all the way to 2005, I believe. Actually, 2004, I think. So I'm going to try to squeeze in more, starting off with some 2005. But before that happens, I'm going to play some Shindig bands for you. These are the bands that's playing next Tuesday night at the Weary Club, the very last Shindig of the year. The bands are Greenback High, Praying for Greater Portland, and Teapot Hill. Let's get started with Greenback High, who's playing first next Tuesday night at the Railway Club as part of the Shindig finale. This is a song called Bombs Away. We'll be right back.
carved your letters deep into the wood that overlooked the Pacific Ocean.
That is Clint Sleeper, also known as Praying for Greater Portland, in the Shinnick Finals coming up next Tuesday night, playing second on the night. You heard a song called Regarding a Trip that I was on recently. That was Praying for Greater Portland. Started off with Greenback High with a song called Bombs Away. Very catchy kids. I guess they're not really kids, but Greenback High, one more band that is competing for prizes and such at the Shindig finale next week. They are called Teapot Hill, and they're playing... Whoa, that is not it. This is Teapot Hill with a song called Sunday Night.
Is a circle, but somehow it's never complete. I reach for your hand in the light of the TV. I reach for you. Be true. You know what I'm thinking. How many times have you told me not to be afraid of time? We'll go through. You need me and I need you. That's what I need on Sunday night. That's what I need on Sunday night. not eternal. Days do not come cheap, you say. A show's almost over and I need to get some sleep. I need you. So be true.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
You are still listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca from Vancouver. Dating Myself, the band Dating Myself, will be playing live on the air in about 40 or so minutes' time. Stick around for that. They are setting up right now, doing sound check soon to come around 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. You heard in the beginning of the set the three bands that's playing in Shindig finale this coming Tuesday night at the Railway Club, Teapot Hill, Greenback High, and also Praying for Greater Portland. Go to the show, starts at around 9 o'clock, goes till midnight. Going to be tons of fun. Good folks, good everything. Also, I am going to let you know that before the show at 6:30, CITR is presenting a special how to get your music on radio session panel with Sarah Accordingly from CITR and and Lana Gay from CBC Radio, and the gentleman's name I forgot. It's the music director of The Peak, and also the station manager from CIVL, which is the Abbotsford campus station. So that's at 6:30 at the Railway Club. It's free for everyone to attend. It goes from 6:30 until 8:30. You can go and then stick around and go to Shindig. May not even have to pay to go to Shindig. So that's an option for you. Also, we can figure out how you can get your radio on the air. I am going to talk a bit more about Shindig. That's never going to stop. Tonight is going to be probably the last time you're going to hear it. I am doing... Last week I started with the year 2001, and I move every year single forward and play some music from each year. I'm going to continue doing that. The stipulation is I'm not playing any of the bands that made it to the finals, just playing bands that didn't. This is the year I'm going to start with is 2005. I left off at 2004 last year. 2005 is the year that the band Romance won it all. They are the winner of Shindig, followed by Fun 100 and The Weather in second and third place. Romance is a band that beat out an Abbotsford band every single time they play. So the first night, they were up against Cran, which is from a really nice fellow from Abbotsford, and they beat them. And then in the semifinals, Romance was up against You Say Party, We Say Die, and they advanced. Romance did. And then in the finals, they beat 400. So they were the Abbotsford killers or destroyer, so to speak. Anyways, that's one story. There's tons of bands that played that year. The Jolts were in that year. And The Weather, we said. Safety Show played that year as well, which is still a band, still doing tons of great shows. It was a very interesting year. I am going to play for you two bands. I play a lot of Safety Shows anyway, so I'm not going to do that for you. I am going to play for you Rockin'. Rockin' is sort of the version, the 2005 version of Classic Rick. They are a band made up of musicians that plays in many various other bands and various other things, and sort of do a joke-ish stadium show. So they pretend that they are a big stadium band, and every time... But they only play small venues. They have fireworks or sparklers at the very least. Sometimes smoke machine, maybe. And had classic poses and everything. Every single song has a lot of the word rock in it. They're called Rockin'. This is Rockin' with a song called Rockin' Tonight. They were in Shindig back in 2005. We That was Hot Loins with a song called Only Human. They played in Shindig back in 2005. Cameron Reed and Sean Elby, a two-piece. And they were a really good band in Vancouver for quite a while until, I guess, they broke up and did their own separate things. So that was Hot Loins, part of Shindig 2006. Moving on to the year 2000 and, sorry, that was 2005. Moving on to the year 2006. This is a year where a band called Victoria was victorious. They were the winner that year. If you let's go back to 2005, Romance only lasted for another year after they won. Victoria, winner of this year, it's about the same. Those are really the only two bands in recent times where they, the front as well. Anyways, that just won and then disappeared, but Victoria were the winner, and then followed by Oregon Trail and Quiet Practice. Quiet Practice, of course, went on to have an album put out on Mint Records. Oregon Trail did many more shows until they decided to call it quits. And I do play them quite a bit still on the show. Other notable acts from that year, D. Trevelond, who is the sound person at the Railway and many other things, just released an album recently. He played that year. Also, it's a Living Thing was a nice band to play. The Pack, AD, Mint Record signees, cover of the George Strait band was a member of Shindig that year. They won the first round and lost in the semifinals. Terror Bird, friend Nikki Terror Bird is played that year as well. There's a band called the Penguins. It's a bunch of kids. That was a big deal at the time. They were really young. That was a really fun show. They played that year as well. Burnside, friend of the show, also played that year. And Fauna Tigers, Juno Award-winning band Fauna Tigers, was a contestant that year. They made it to the semis. They lost to... who did they lose to? Victoria. So... yeah, tons and tons of interesting things happening during that year. I'm going to play for you some of the bands that performed, starting off with a band called Jump and Dash. They are from Prince George. It's a nice two-piece, and I thought it was it's three-piece here. But it's Simon, Eric, and Ryan. Right, yeah, okay. I thought, originally I think they started off as two-piece, but it became... a three-piece, and Eric, obviously no stranger to Shindig. Anyways, this is Jump and Dash with a song called Invaders.
I'm just waiting for the invaders. I'm just waiting for the invaders. I'm just waiting for the invaders. They're coming. Like a rotten potato, they're coming. I'm just waiting for the invaders. I'm just waiting for the invaders. They're coming to take me away. I'm just waiting for the invaders. Curled on the bedroom floor. No sense planning for later. I hear they're not on the door.
That was a nice band. Better Friends Than Lovers, with a song called Forget Everything from the album Great Loves. They were part of Shindig. What year was I talking about? 2006. Already. Wait. 2006. Yes, of course. 2006. And before that, I played some Jump and Dash, also part of Shindig 2006. None of those bands are around anymore. Sort of time and place taking care of it. But good bands, fun people, very nice music. So moving on to next year, 2000, and I'm not good with years. Shindig 2007, that is a year where Fanshawe was a winner, followed by the SSRIs and a band called the Petroleum Byproducts. The interesting story about this year, other than the fact that Japandroids was a band that entered this year and now they're one of the biggest things in town, is that Fanshawe, the winner, actually lost in the first round to a band called The Public or The Press. Unfortunately, The Public or The Press sort of broke up after they won Shindig. So instead, Fanshawe moved on and ended up winning the whole thing. Yes, so that's exactly what happened. Tons of other bands played in it as well. Burnside's other band, Treacherous Machete, played in it as well. A band called Adjective played in town quite a bit at the time. The Green Belt Collective was in it that year. National Shield, which is Chris McLaughlin's band and played on the show a few times. He also played in the show. And a band called The Green Hour also took part. Wintermitt, still around and about. Liz's band, Wintermitt, played that year as well. Tons of exciting things, but the winner that year was Fanshawe, who went on, again, like many Shindig bands, have a record on Mint Records. So the two choices of music I'm going to play for you from that year is, what do I have? Interesting ones. I'm trying to... it's a band called Canaries. They lost in the first round to the Stolen Bicycle Gang. And this is a song from them off MySpace. A lot of these I'm going to play off MySpace because if you remember the year 2007, everybody was on MySpace. This is a song called Candy Cabana from the band Canary. And hopefully MySpace will work. Maybe.
We'll be right back. Betty's alternative rock band, Dave and myself are celebrating their long-awaited album. Find there on Friday, November 30th at the Rickshaw Theater. 16 years in the making, Find There delivers an onslaught of guitar-driven grunge rock with intriguing, intricate rhythms and left turns that keep the audience on edge. With special guests, previous tenants, One Life Animal, and Hermetic. Get your tickets at www.liveatrickshaw.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
The Leo Ramirez Show, the best mix of Latin American music, news, sport, and commentary from around the local and international Latin American communities. Saturday, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. El show de Leo Ramirez, la mejor mezcla de música, noticias, deportes y comentarios de la comunidad latinoamericana. Sábado de 5 a 6 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM CITR.
Piper Davis with a song called Academics. She played in Shindig back in the year 2007. She was actually very good then as well. It's just hard. It was interesting. She just did it herself with sort of an iPod at the time and sang it. Lost to a band of 20 people, basically, Green Bar Collective. Piper Davis. She now currently lives in Toronto, I believe, moved to Toronto to pursue a music career. And she's still, I think, still well and about doing music, hasn't stopped. Before Piper Davis, I play some Canaries, a Vancouver band. Don't believe they're around anymore. Candy Cabana is the name of the track that I played. So that was the year 2007, most remembered as the year that Japandroids lost in the semifinals to Petroleum Byproducts. Petroleum Byproducts, they released an album a couple years ago. I'm not sure if they're still around. Fansha still should... I don't think she likes to play live shows much, but I don't know if that's... I think that's still a thing. And the SSRIs still on and about doing shows here and there. So I am now going to talk a bit about Dating Myself. They are on the show tonight. They should be on in around 10-15 minutes time. They are setting up now, doing a sound check live in studio. They are playing tomorrow night at the Rickshaw as an album cassette release party. So they're going to talk a bit about that. So stay tuned for that part of the show. In a related note, they are playing with a band called Hermetic. And Hermetic is the champion of Shindig in the year 2008. 2008 is a year that we're moving on to now on this Shindig retrospective kind of show. 2008 is a year the Hermetic won Shindig. Second place is the Sappers. And third place is the Magician. The Sapper is not really around anymore. Some members are onto many different things. The Magician, Nathan, was playing tons of shows in Vancouver. And he has recently moved up north, very high up north for his teaching job. So that might be a... that might be it for Nathan in terms of playing in town here anyways. So I'm going to play for you some music from that year. I am going to actually start off with Zombie Pistolero and his Guns. He played on the first night of 2008 and he won that night. This is a song called Trainwreck of his MySpace. So we'll see how that works.
There's a girl in the seat right next to him, and her hair smells sweet. He's falling in love again. Not again. There's a guy in the car right next to her, and their eyes keep meeting in this moment fleeting. But they're far too scared of dying alone to ever do anything about it. About it. Can you build a lasting love in time to die? Can you build a lasting love in time to die? Who will tend the nest and lay you down to rest? Who will sob in kerchiefs dressed in sun? There's a guy on the train looking out at the rain, and she can feel her heart melting again. Not again. Well, he don't know why, but she gave him the eye, and his heart bruised his ribs, and he started to cry. Don't be shy. But they're far too scared of dying alone to ever do anything about it. About it. Can you build a lasting love in time to die?
That was Zombie Pistolero and his guns as part of Shindig. The year, I should remember this. 2008, the year that Hermetic won. Tons of bands play that year as well that you might recognize the names of. Language Arts was a band that year. Since moved to Toronto, currently on tours of sorts in Europe. There's Isotopes, the baseball pop punk band. Boogie Monster was in that year as well. Lickfeel, Trembling, Shane Turner Overdrive, Barcelona Chair, and yeah, there you go. So that was the year 2008. We're running a little bit short of time here. I'm just going to jump right to 2009, as you can hear my mouse clicking because I need a reference to see what is happening. The year 2009 is a weird one. For whatever reason, I don't even want to talk about it, is there happened to be four bands in the finals. They all got some sort of recording time prizes. The winner that year was a metal band, heavier metal-ish band, Hidden Towers. And then second place was Half Chinese. And then third place was Kidnap Kids. And fourth place was a band called Pro Nails. That was a very interesting year. Tons of bands. That's only two... ish 3 years ago. Aunts and Uncles played that year. They are still around. Humans, obviously around Half Chuck. Well, sorry. Catamaran sort of, yeah, played for a little bit. Living Dead Beats, I think, still around. The Oz played that year as well. Still play tons of shows. Lengthy List of Lovers, I think, just got back together doing shows here and there. Jody Glenham played that year as well. Still doing her own solo thing along with her band Pleasure Cruise, playing tonight at the Media Club. Yeah, tons of Manta Ray Gun was playing that year, and they became a band called Coband. And there's Weather Pines, who is still, yeah, everyone's still playing shows. Bad Fate was a band that year. Anyways, Bleeding Heart, who just released an album a year ago. That was that was a really good year. A lot of bands played that year. A lot of good things happened at Shindig that year. So I'm going to play certain songs and tracks from some artists there. We are going to start off with somebody. Let's do MT40. This is MT40. They played and they lost to Living Dead Beats. They played the same night with The Oz as well. That was a tough night. This is MT40 with the song Shannon Hoon off MySpace. Hope it works. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is a band called Witch Water with a song called Mountain Hag. No idea what happened to them since they played Shindig that year. Really haven't seen them around. They might still be playing here and there. Not a clue. Didn't say on MySpace, but no one says anything on MySpace anymore. So that was Witch Water, Mountain Hag. I also play some Bench Don Optimus with a song called Give Me Lyrics and Drums, Please. And I start off with some MT40. Shannon Hoon is the name of the song. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Dating Myself is still setting up and doing a sound check. We will try to get them on as soon as possible. Stick around for a little bit, 5 minutes or so. They will be on live on the air. Bear with us. You are going to enjoy it. Until then, I am going to do more Shindig stuff. I'm just playing old Shindig bands I played throughout the years. I started off from the year 2001. I'm all the way up to 2009 now. It's a very good year, as I mentioned. The winner is Hidden Towers, who I believe is still playing shows. They have a singer now. Last I heard, they did a couple shows, at the very least in the last year. Half Chinese Around, Kidnap Kids, is there around? They were second and third place. Pronouns, I don't think, are around anymore. And as I mentioned, tons and tons of bands from that year. You will recognize the names of Aunts and Uncles, Human, Living Deadbeat, MT40, which I played, Diaz, Lengthy List of Lovers, Jody Glenham, and Tigerhead, I think, became Flash Palace, and Manta Reagan became Coband. Weather Pines is still around, sort of. Bat's Fate had a long run, and Bleeding Hearts just had an album that came out about last year, if not sooner than that. Okay, so I am going to do another band from that year. It's because we're still waiting for Dating Myself to set up. This is Catamaran. They are, a lot of them is now in a band called Manhand, which end up playing in Shindig in a future year. But here we go. This is Catamaran on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, MySpace.
As I walk through the night, I said to the sky, I've been waiting to follow your light. As I walk through the night, I said to the sky, I've been waiting to follow. Thank you.
thanks, Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.